Ksubas Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We begin the last Perek in this journey through this Shas Kot, this incredible Masechta. And the last part of the Dinim of the Chiyuve Baal Le'ishtoi is what happens if a husband's not being Mekayim his Din to be Mefarnes his wife, and somebody else is stepping in. What's the relationship vis-a-vis that person who's the Mefarnes? The Mishnah says like this, Shnei Dayon Gzeres Hayim Yerushalayim. We're talking about Bizman Abayis, two Dayonim that were Gedolei Ador, and these Takonis were known al Shmom, Admoin, V'Chonon Ben Avishalom. It's interesting over here that the Mishnah does not say the name of the father of Admoin, only of Chonon. So Shannon pointed out a few interesting things here. One is that Chonon is the name of other Tanoim, Chonon Hamitzvi, etc. So it has to say the father's name. The other point is Avishalom is really a derivative of Avshalom. But in Maskirin Shem Shol Rosh, Avshalom was a Rosh, so we call him Avishalom. Whenever we say the names Admon and Chonon, you won't find this in the Rishonim, but it tugs at the heart. One remembers how the two little alleyways where Moran Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal lived, Rechov Chonon, two little alleyways over there, Rechov Chonon, Rechov Admon, those were the place where there were still Dayone Gzeirois, where there were still Lishkas Agozes of Psak Aloch in Yerushalayim, the place where you saw what Torah is supposed to look like. Chonon oime shnei dvarim. Admoin oime shivo. There are different things that are mentioned bishmom. These are things that will be mentioned that the chachomim of the Sanhedrin had a machloikis with these two gedolei ador. Mi sheholach lemdinas hayom v'ishtei tevas mizoynos. He's off on business. His wife, of course, needs to be supported. Chonon oime. Now, it's the husband's chayiv, so the bezin is yerid l'nechosov, and they'll liquidate some of his nechosov in order to feed his wife. So what's the shayla? Normally, a wife is goyva minichse baylo. She has to make a shvur. We learned that in Perek HaKosev. Over here, the halacha is chonon tain is that din is only a din in the regular case where she's tevea ksubasa, not where she's tevea Choyvas ksubasa while she's married. Over there, there's no din shvur. There would be a havamina that the same way over there, she has to make a shvur that her husband didn't put aside a special trust fund for her ksuba. Over here also, we'll say maybe the husband was matvist sorori. He put aside money. He's going away on a business trip. Ganz mistaber, he set up a bank account where she could make withdrawals. So she would have to make a shvur. So the answer is no. Over here, we're not teveit, and there's no tvi on his part, so Bezin will give her without a shvur. Nechleku alav b'nei kehanim gedolim. Bezin in Yerushalayim, we had this in some places, we had this in the first parak even, legabe, the Bezin shel kehanim. So over here, we have the b'nei kehanim gedolim, that of this Bezin choshuv, and they said, no, tishavah batchilu ubasoy. Amar Abdoisa ben Hurkinis b'kidivreyem. If Daisim and Hokinis was Machriya Kidivrem, Omer Abban Yoichna Menzaka, Yofa, Machonavale, Tishoda, Elabasoif. See, we have a Machlaikis on different levels, Ben Gedolei Hador, and the Hachro is Lahalocha, Rabbi Yoichna Menzaka, that Lamaisa, there's no Shvua, they never instituted a Shvua, Bishas, they're married, only Basoif. What's a very big hoisof over here is that there's another type of case where a woman is being tevea mizoynos, she's not being tevea ksuba, and over there there's a machlokes rishonim if that also bechlals our discussion. Where's that? An almona that's being tevea mizoynos, she's wasn't tevea ksuba, but she's tevea from the yoshim, they have to pay mizoynos. We just learned that an almona is nizoyna until she collects her ksuba. So if she's coming to collect and she wants the Bezdin to be yerd lenichse bailon to take from the assignment. Is there a din that there's no takon? We look at that as really that is gvias ksuba. Yes, she wasn't gvias ksuba, she's still dependent, but that's like gvias ksuba. That's a good question. This is a machlek yushainim. On the one hand, there's a riff in a tshuva with a raivid in the Gemara Bayos and the Asogis and the Ramban, the Rajba, the Rosh, the Ran, that the same discussion is also by Almona, and she doesn't have to be goyva with a ksuba. L'maisa, the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam Hilchos Yishus in Perek Yud Ches holds that Namona is goyv k'suba because every tefillah from Yisrael needs a shul. That's a classic din. Every balchad that collects from Yisrael needs a k'suba. No difference between that and Almona. The other Rishonim are holding that she's also not really collecting from the Yisrael. She's collecting from the husband. It's Mezainis. Mezainis is a din, the husband. Yeah, granted, her husband's not alive, but it's really the din that her husband has to be Mefarneser. That's what the Yisrael are paying. So it's not really collecting a choy from the Yisrael. Therefore, it doesn't have that din. Good. Machlokes Rishonim. The Ritva adds a Shena Diktuk that when the Mishnah says Nechluch Alobene Kam Gedalim, and they just say over the Halacha, Reb Yochim and Zakkai adds a loshen. Yofa machonon loy tishol v'zayv, with an extra emphasis. Gufa to bring this point, that the takonu was only when it's the end of the marriage and it's the gvias ksuba. An almona collecting mizonos is also not the end of the marriage with the gvias ksuba. It's an on, it's going on, it's continuing the dependence on the nechse abal. So that doesn't have that din. That's the machlekes. Mishnah Beis. We're talking here, somebody went off on a business trip to America for 2 years. His wife is stuck at home in the shtetl without a source of support. We're talking over here not where the husband set up somebody who's going to put it on the bill. The husband set up somebody. That's called he's spending whatever he's spending on this woman. Mikoyach the husband, so then another he has to pay. He's spending money based on Yenis say so. Of course he has to pay. That's one. Second of all, if the wife borrowed money and she made it clear she's borrowing money to be Mekayim, the husband's chiv to support her, the husband also has to pay. The husband has to pay her chayvus if the chayvus are for her support. We're talking over here with somebody, there was no arrangement and somebody let her buy on the bill. So chonon omer, something which we wouldn't say menaseichel, even it's myself. Alone, he lost his money. Nechluku alav b'nekei harim gedolim v'omru yishova kami hoitzi v'yito. He can't stam collect some unspecified amount. He has to make a shuas hanoitlin. Takonon derabonon. V'yito, he'll collect that much money, whatever money he spent on her groceries over the last 2 years. Omer abdoisna ben hirkenis kidivreyem. He says, like the b'nekei harim gedolim. Again, we would say that when menasvar. Omer Rabban Yochanan Mezakeh Yofa Machonon Hiniach Moisel HaKeren HaTzvi. See here also he adds an emphasis. He doesn't just say the Aloch is like Chonon. Chonon said Iberes Moisel. He says Hiniach Moisel HaKeren HaTzvi is a Loshon of Chazal. He put his money on the horns of a deer. Put your money on an animal that could outrun you and your money obviously is lost. That's his Kavona. What's the Doggish? Now, there's a major discussion over here because L'chayre, at the end of the day, the husband is marviach 2 years that he didn't have to support his wife. So why don't we look at that as a regular nene? It's as if you walk into somebody's house and you redid it, you painted it, you scraped, you did the walls. Of course, he owes you the value of whatever was invested in the house. So why shouldn't that be the same thing? So this is what's called B'loshon Chazal, Perea Choyvoy Shel Chaveroy. If Reuven pays a choyv that Shimon owes to Levi, Reuven goes and he pays Levi. He's not giving Shimon value. If he redoes Shimon's house, he's giving Shimon. Shimon has the value of the house, including that as the value of the renovations. But when he gives Levi money that Shimon owes, a penny saved is not a penny earned. It's not, I mean, a penny saved is a penny earned in the sense that you don't have to pay it. But it's only a minyas hefsid, it's not a revach that he has. You're no richer when you don't have a choyv hanging over your head. Even though you're very happy when a choyv is nimchal, but you're not richer. You didn't get anything. If you didn't get, you don't have to pay al tznana. Now the Rishonim Bavikama Daf Nun Ches have an arichus on a din that's called mavriach ari. If Reuven chases a lion away from Shimon's nechosim, so even though he saved Shimon's flock from being eaten up by the attack of the animals, he's not chayiv. And the shaila is that true under any circumstances? What happens if it's clear that the hefsid was here? That could be a nana, even though be'etzim, all he did, he didn't make him any richer. The same sheep that he had before, he has now, except that he didn't lose the sheep to the attack of the Ari. So the shaila is, when is minyas hefsid, if it's mamish of vadai, is that called mahana, Or do we say that every minyas hefse is not? That's Rishonim have two different tests in Bava Kama, different daf and ches, like we said, has narichos on it. Rishonim have different approaches. And the other point that the Rishonim point out over here is that with a choyv, it's never 100% a hefsid, because treft zechamol that a person is meichel a choyv, even though it's not likely. And we would call it that you're $1,000 richer when you have $1,000 choyv that's no longer here. But at the end of the day, to call that a vadai, to turn it into a nana, no, we only see it as a minyas hefsin. Therefore, that's what Chanan holds, that ibe is ma'isa. There's machlekes rishonim, daf meluim, on these nyonim in Simon Ayin talks about, the machlekes rishonim, what's the stummiest when this fellow, the grocer in town, is providing her with food? Is the stum over here that he's really lending her money? And if he lends her money, then she could collect that money from her husband. By the way, what does that mean? That means somebody lends a woman money because she doesn't have, her husband's away, she doesn't have money for Shabbos, lends her money. The Bal Choyv, the one that he has to go to, is the woman. The Bal Choyv is not the husband, Novos. If she's using the money for Mezoinis, then her husband owes her the money. So now the grocery man will be able to go to the husband. We call that Shabbat Derb Nosin. Instead of going to the middleman, he goes directly to the husband. The husband owes money to the wife. The wife owes money to the grocery store. The grocery store goes straight to the husband. There are Rishonim that hold that, no, when somebody is mefarnes a woman, b'derech klal, it's not b'teres avot, b'derech klal, it's b'teres matona, except where he says, mefurish amanasha tishamlai. It's a Ritva with a Ran, with a Rajma, Davlun, like we said in Seminai.